Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, this little toddler, so to speak, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso receiveth one such this little child in my name receiveth me. But whosoever offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, that he were drowned into the depth of the sea. So he's talking about little kids, the toddlers and all. And my way, I'd hate to be in people's shoes standing before God who abuse kids. I wouldn't be in their shoes or their socks. The old saying goes. And Jesus is talking about, he's literally talking about these little ones. With verse number 19, and take heed, be careful that you despise not one of these little ones. We're so blessed that every Sunday morning, little ones come down to the altar to pray. Talking about 3, 4, 5-year-old kids that come down to pray. There's a lesson there, folk. I'll leave it alone. But don't you despise them for coming down to this altar and praying. Well, they don't know what they're praying about. I tell you what, God hears their prayers. He hears their prayers. And he said, despise not one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven, their angels, they have angels, not one, at least two angels, do always behold the face of my Father in heaven. They exercise a ministry of protection toward children also. Number 6, speaking of the work of angels, all right, we have some, let me reiterate these. I see some of y'all writing it down. Angels are interested in the salvation of sinners. Angels protect the physical life of believers. Angels attend to the needs of believers. Angels transport the soul and the spirit of the believer to heaven. Angels exercise a ministry protection to the little children. And angels will accompany Christ and believers at the revelation. Let me repeat, angels will accompany Christ and the believers at his revelation. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse number 7. And to the rest who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall reveal from heaven with his mighty angels, taking flaming fire of vengeance, and it talks about that, and it's be punished with everlasting fire. But you see, they're going to accompany Christ at his revelation. We're going to come with Jesus during his revelation. Angels will also accompany Christ at his revelation when he comes in all his power and all his glory. And then finally, to go along with that, number 7, angels will help execute God's judgment upon sin and upon this world. During the tribulation period, angels will help execute God's judgment upon sin and upon this world. Revelation, and again, the angelic realm is mentioned more in the book of Revelation than any other book in Scripture. And let me just give you a couple of, I have verses and verses and verses of in the book of Revelation about these angelic beings and their work in the tribulation period. But just give you a couple of ideas. In Revelation chapter number 7, verse number 1 and 2. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth. The wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea or any other tree. This is during the tribulation period. And I saw another angel ascending from the east. And you get the picture now about the angelic realm are helping during the tribulation with the wrath of God. Revelation 8:1. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of an hour. Venetia's watching this, but she told me something here the other day about angels and women. What do you call a bunch of women? I should let her. Iris, do you know this one? What do you call a horde of women in heaven? A bunch of women. A heavenly host. What do you call women singing in heaven? A heavenly choir. What do you call when all women are in heaven? Peace on earth. Venetia told me that one. Okay. And I saw, the woman told me that one. And I saw his seven angels stood before God, and then was given seven trumpets. I go on and on and on. But all through the book of Revelation, you see the angelic activity at work, how they're executing the judgment upon earth. And the angels will separate the sheep from the goats. In Matthew chapter number 13, quickly go back to Matthew chapter number 13. beginning in verse number 39. At the end of the tribulation, they're the living, the lost, and the saved. And God's going to use the angelic realm to separate, to bring the lost and the saved before him at the throne of David in Jerusalem. We see this in Matthew chapter 13, verse number 39. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. And therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it shall be at the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels. This is at the end of the tribulation, at the revelation. And they shall gather out his kingdom all things that offend, and them do iniquity, and they shall cast them in a furnace of fire. Anyway, you see that in the revelation, where the angels will gather all the lost and the saved, and we see it a little clearer picture in Matthew chapter number 24, or Matthew 25, verse number 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, this is the revelation, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his day, the throne of David in Jerusalem. And before him shall be gathered all nations, these are living nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided the sheep from a goats. And you see the picture. It's the angelic realm who brings these living people from all over the world who survived the tribulation period. The angels actually picked. They're not going to fly on Delta. They're not going to fly on, what's these airlines? Southwest or whatever airline. The angels are actually going to carry. You're crazy, preacher. You're coming with me. Put them down in Jerusalem. What Jesus said, okay? You think that's a problem for God? Of course not. So we see the angels are able to do that. They're going to have a part in that, help separate the sheep from the goats. An angel will bound Satan for the millennium. Revelation 20, verse 1. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold of the dragon, the old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. And time won't allow. I'm at the end of the lesson here. But I want you to see again the angelic work, angels at work here. Who that angel is, that's a whole other story. But anyway, we will see an angel will bind Satan for the millennium. And we see that angels will cast the lot into the lake of fire. Look in Revelation 20, verses number 13 and 14. And the sea gave up the dead. This is at the end of the millennial reign of Christ, the great white throne judgment. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, and this is the second death. And whosoever is not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So we see all, again, the angelic work. Satan, the lost, they gathered the lost and the saved during the end of the tribulation period for the the sheep and the goats. So the work of the angelic world is vast. And in 40 minutes, we just touched the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot of things the Bible speaks of, and I got 2 pages of notes, and I've run out of time. But angels are real, and one day we'll see them. I don't know in what capacity. I don't know. One day we'll. And I think we'll get to meet and greet those who were our guardian angels, if you will, or our protecting angels, those who were assigned to us. Y'all think I'm crazy, don't you? I can see that angel, and I'm done with this. Say, Walt, remember that road in Romania that y'all were traveling on? I kind of just, poof, I don't know. Walt, remember when you done these things? I kind of helped you with that. Or Walt, remember when you were down a little bit? And I said, well, come on in. Let's talk about it, Angel. We'll have a cup of coffee or something. I don't know that. But anyway, it's a wonderful thought that eyes have not seen nor ears have heard what God has prepared or even entered into the hearts of men. We can't imagine what heaven is going to be like. But like the old song, how beautiful heaven must be. A home of the happy and free. A haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. Father, we thank you for this. The wonderful truths of Scripture.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.